Coping with hearing loss is challenging. Defensive Hearing School is offered by the nonprofit organization Let My People Hear to help people living with hearing loss. I spoke with the founder of the organization to learn more about the non-hearing community. When people experience hearing loss, they find themselves slipping into a silent world where a simple conversation can become an embarrassing struggle. Learning to adapt to gradual hearing loss is not easy, but there are skills that can put you back into the conversation. David Harrison has been nearly deaf since birth and developed the Defensive Hearing School to share adaptive strategies with other hearing impaired people.
I have always been hard of hearing.
But you do have some hearing.
Very little right now. Because of my age-related hearing loss, I have lost an enormous amount of hearing. I'm completely deaf on the right, and on my left side, I have maybe 60% loss. So I depend on a hearing aid and lip reading. Helen Keller said, I am both deaf and blind, but the greatest difficulty and tragedy is deafness, the loss of hearing. Because with your sight, you see things and enjoy life, but with your ears, you have no communication with others. There's no interrelationship. There's no hearing little voices and laughing and all of that. It's a complete silent world.
According to Harrison, isolation and rejection were some of the challenges of growing up deaf.
Name calling, rejection. We can't use you in our card game because you can't hear. Or we don't want to play with you because you misunderstand the orders and directions and things like that. What I do is I go into isolation. And I don't want to be around people. I don't want to go to meetings. I don't want to be in a discussion group. It's even impossible to hear with a family situation where you have gatherings and there's all kinds of wonderful things going on. I'm sitting off in a corner because I can't communicate and nobody understands it. Not only did I go into isolation and solitude and depression, I became suicidal. And any teenager who goes through that same cycle, it's devastating.
In Harrison's case, he was not aware his hearing was unusual. He grew up in a semi-silent world. Unfortunately, many people that gradually lose their hearing will not admit they have a problem, even to themselves.
Since 2006, 32,000 people have lost their hearing, but the figures have jumped phenomenally from 32 to today, 50 million Americans that have a hearing loss. And they think there's a lot more. We've been working with mostly older people going into senior homes and senior neighbors and nursing homes and hospitals and getting the older people because one out of every two over 65 has a hearing loss. I still have a problem with getting people to come because they don't think they need it. I decided to refocus and start focusing on young people, the teenagers. This is what I discovered. Right now in America, one out of every four teenagers has a hearing loss, mild hearing loss. Every college student, one out of every four, has a mild hearing loss. And it's getting worse. What is happening? What is causing all of this problem that teenagers are having? How are they losing their hearing? We always think of old people. Would you believe it? It is self-inflicting hearing loss. Young people are inflicting themselves and causing hearing loss by fads, by peer pressure, and addiction to the iPod.
Defensive Hearing School. Usually when you think defensive driving, some ways to be safe. How does Defensive Hearing School help someone who is hearing impaired?
Defensive Hearing School provides communication tools for the hearing impaired, talking about skills, strategy, methods, technique, and how to communicate. All about communication. And you can do it without a hearing aid. You can learn how to communicate with your eyes. There are eight different segments of the school. One is lip reading. Lip reading is the language of the hard of hearing. We have to hear with our eyes. If we don't see with our eyes, hear with our eyes, we don't hear the communication. We miss it all. I have to see who is speaking. The greater the hearing loss, the greater one will depend upon lip reading. But in a defense of hearing school, we will teach you how to be observant, how to see the facial movement. For every sound that you make from your voice, you can move anywhere from 15 to 20 muscles, making all kinds of shapes. We train you how to observe facial movement, how to observe lip movement. You can increase your ability to communicate by 30%.
Lip reading depends on a direct line of sight to the person talking. There are blind spots when someone forgets they must be seen. Often hearing impaired youth will have difficulty in school, even if they can read lips, because of the blind spots.
You become a blind spot if you turn your head and look the other way and try to point at something and explain something, or write on a board and talk at the same time. I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying. One third of all the teenagers right now who have hearing loss are put back a year because they didn't hear, they didn't understand, and the teacher writes on the report card, he doesn't pay attention in class. He daydreams. Well, I would daydream too if I can't hear what's going on.
One of the aspects of your defensive hearing school is make hearing loss visible. And you're wearing a button that says that you're lip reading. Please face me, I lip read.
Yes.
A lot of people would be kind of shy about that and maybe even embarrassed.
I understand that. But let me tell you, everybody knows that they have a hearing loss. If you tell people you're hard of hearing and you say, look, I need to see your face, that's making it known, making it visible. When I go into a doctor's office, I hear the secretary looking down, writing notes, talking to the computer and on the telephone and trying to tell me what to do. And I would say, excuse me, hello. I would point to my button. Just face me, I lip read. Oh, Mr. Harrison, how are you today? It changed the whole atmosphere.
With young people losing their hearing in greater numbers, the focus on teaching the skills they need that can improve success becomes paramount. Let My People Hear is trying to get the word out about Defensive Hearing School.
Our goal is to write to the school administration to have teachers, coaches, leaders, parents, friends recommend that they come to the Defensive Hearing School. There are enough teachers around who said, hey, you got a major problem. You need to go to the Defensive Hearing School and learn how to communicate so you won't flunk out of school.
Would you say that attendance at some of the Defensive Hearing School seminars would prove beneficial to people who have normal hearing?
Absolutely. I recommend that another family member comes with the student. I recommend that when an older people, that a husband or a wife or some other family member, because it's like sign language. You can learn sign language, but what good does it do if you can't communicate with anybody in your family? Lip reading and defensive communication is all involved with two or three people. We have to teach our grandchildren, please face grandpa when you talk. Family members need to understand that you have a hearing loss.
Follow the links on the Around and About blog at wutc.org if you or someone you know could benefit from Defensive Hearing School. These skills could start a whole new conversation for the hearing impaired. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.